Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, a new supply chain report says that the upcoming iPad Air 4 will feature USB-C connectivity. This would mark the first time in the iPad lineup that Apple has made the switch to USB-C outside of the iPad Pro. The report, which cites supply chain sources, says that the 4th-gen iPad Air will adopt USB-C, while the upcoming iPad Mini refresh will stick with Lightning for another generation. Additionally, the report says that the 4th-gen iPad Air might be developed based on the 11-inch iPad Pro. Details here are somewhat unclear, but it could mean that the iPad Air 4 features smaller bezels with a larger display and USB-C. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said last month that Apple will release a new 10.8-inch iPad during the second half of 2020, followed by a new 9-inch iPad mini during the first half of 2021. Recent supply chain reports have painted a confusing picture of Apple's iPad lineup, but it sounds as if Apple is looking to increase the screen sizes across the board, something that could be prompted by a switch to mini-LED display technology. But the question that remains is what this means for things like Touch ID and Face ID, and how Apple plans to keep prices lower while adding these features and making screens bigger. In other news, Peloton members can now turn the Apple TV into a living room fitness instructor. The popular fitness company has released an all-new application for tvOS that allows subscribers to access classes for cycling, running, strength training, yoga, and much more. Peloton does not require a Peloton bike or treadmill to benefit from the guided classes. Peloton Digital is a standalone subscription that can be used on iPad or Apple TV, for example, to participate in Peloton Live or on-demand classes. You can do the workouts on fitness machines that aren't Peloton made, or do things like yoga without any equipment required. Peloton already supported AirPlay for wirelessly sending content from a supported Apple device to an AirPlay-compatible screen. But with the introduction of a dedicated app for Apple TV, Peloton members won't need a second device to put classes on the big screen. You can download the Peloton app for your Apple TV at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses, a powerful writing app for iPhone, iPad, and Mac. You can learn more and get started for 3 months for free at ulysses.app/9to5Mac. Anyone who writes a lot will be right at home in Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, Ulysses offers a super-focused, distraction-free writing experience. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any kind or size with built-in organization features including nested groups, writing goals, keywords, and much more. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily scripts in Ulysses, and the app keeps getting better with every new update. Exclusively for 9to5 Mac daily listeners, new customers can use Ulysses for free for 3 months by visiting ulysses.app/9to5Mac or through the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily and for being my writing app of choice. Rounding out today, based on an early leaked build of iOS 14, 9to5 Mac has learned that Apple is working to include a built-in translator in Safari, as well as full Apple Pencil support on websites for the iPad. Currently, Siri on iOS can translate words and phrases, but now Apple might be expanding this feature throughout the rest of the operating system. If Safari on iOS adds a built-in translator, users would be able to translate web pages without any third-party app or service. This is similar to features already offered by Chrome. The translation feature is likely to be available as an individual option for each website, but users will be able to use automatic translations as well. Safari will detect the language to translate the content correctly, and you would be able to switch between the original and translated text without reloading the web page. We also found that the translation option is being tested with other applications, such as the App Store. In this case, iOS would translate descriptions and reviews from users if those were written in another language. And perhaps most notably, all of these translations would be processed locally with the Neural Engine, so the feature is expected to work even without an internet connection, and no data would be sent back to Apple. This would also extend to Siri, allowing Siri to process translations using the Neural Engine while offline. Finally, 9to5Mac has also learned that iPadOS 14 might include full support for Apple Pencil input on websites. This would mean you could not only scroll and touch, but also to draw and mark up on web pages in Safari and other browsers using Apple Pencil. iOS 14 will officially be introduced in just a few short weeks at WWDC 2020, which begins on June 22nd. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.